Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Votes are in. They've been counted and verified. There's no ballot stuffing. There's no foul play.
Waka waka.
Funny guy. Right here. Please welcome the 2022 National Thanksgiving Turkeys Chocolate and Chip.
Funny guy.
Of course, chocolate. Is my favorite. Chocolate is my favorite ice cream.
Is that all you can think about? Aren't you supposed to be saving me money?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's just no way to avoid paying significantly more if you're buying the staples for Thanksgiving. A 16-pound turkey is going for $28.96. That is up 21% from last year.
Never let anyone take your joy from you. I call myself a joyful warrior. You do what you gotta do. And isn't that a wonderful way to live, to know you have purpose?
You're talking like a song from the Lion King. Stop that. It makes no sense.
They are big turkeys, aren't they?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I want to just finish this about Jack Smith, the new special counsel. And by the way, he wasn't there for the announcement that he had taken over, because he's been working as a prosecuting war criminals. As far as the Democrats are concerned, we're all war criminals, because this is a war. And, deplorables, irredeemables, bitter clingers, taxpayers, Americans, we're the enemy. But he issued a statement saying, this is Jack Smith, for that is indeed his name. I will exercise independent judgment and move the investigations forward expeditiously and thoroughly to whatever outcome the facts and the law dictate. You remember what Elon Musk said when he first heard from Sam Bankman-Fried, or as he's now known, scam, bank run fraud? He said, my BS detector went off. That's the way I feel when I read that statement. I will exercise independent judgment and move the investigations forward expeditiously to whatever outcome the facts and the law dictate. You didn't get the job because you were going to do that. You got the job because you were going to do what you'd done in the IRS probe of the Tea Party groups. The letter from the House Oversight Committee in 2014 concluded, it is apparent that the department's leadership, including Public Integrity Section Chief Jack Smith, was closely involved in engaging with the IRS in wake of Citizens United and political pressure from prominent Democrats, meaning Obama, to address perceived problems with the decision, allowing for people to have First Amendment rights to contribute to campaigns. And, again, Lois Lerner was found in contempt of Congress, was never brought before trial because Obama's wingman, Eric Holder, was the attorney general. However, there were civil lawsuits filed by the Tea Party groups, and the federal government had to settle with the Tea Party groups for millions, literally millions of dollars, to settle these cases for the violations of their First Amendment rights, their political persecution by Jack Smith, okay? Smith's tenure, this is from Just the News, John Solomon site. Smith's tenure at DOJ faced other controversy. He took over the public integrity section in the aftermath of revelations of prosecutorial misconduct in a corruption case against Alaska Republican Senator Ted Stevens. Remember that one? Ted Stevens, during the last days of the Bush administration, was put on trial as he was facing re-election by Democrats in the Justice Department. Democrats in the Justice Department. And they accused him of corruption. and he was convicted. And then it turned out that there was exculpatory evidence, evidence that proved that he wasn't guilty, and the prosecution had hid that from his defense so he could be convicted, and he lost his seat in the Senate. And that was the end of his political career. He was killed in a plane crash. So where did he go to get his reputation back? So they bring Smith in to allegedly clean up this corrupt Justice Department. And by the way, when was the last time they ever had a conviction on a Democrat overturned because they withheld exculpatory evidence? The next time will be the first time, as far as I can remember. But his section proceeded with the prosecution of then Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Anyone remember what party Bob McDonnell was that Jack Smith decided to prosecute? That's right. He was a Republican from Virginia, securing a jury conviction on 11 felony counts alleging the GOP governor's family accepted gifts in return for official public acts. But the Supreme Court reversed the conviction on a 9-0 vote. 9-0 vote. In a stunning loss for DOJ, concluding the definition of public acts used by Smith's team was unconstitutional and exceeded the definition in the bribery statutes. This is what John Roberts, you know, a creature of the deep state, wrote for the majority opinion. He was the Chief Justice then, Chief Justice now. Our concern is with the broader, and again, this is the prosecution that was brought by the guy who's now in charge of going after Trump. Our concern is with the broader legal implications of the government's boundless interpretation of the federal bribery statute. The boundless interpretation. Does that sound like a guy who's going to give Trump a fair shot? Does that sound like a guy who's going to give anybody a fair shot who's not a Democrat? 844-500-4242. When is the special prosecutor going to be appointed for Hunter Biden? When is the special prosecutor going to be appointed for scam, bank run fraud, and FTX? Yeah, I know. $5 million to Brandon in 2020. Close to $40 million in this cycle. Scam, bank run fraud had promised $1 billion to Democrats in 2024. $1 billion to their campaigns. And he's just sitting around in the Bahamas. You know, billions gone. Biggest Ponzi scheme probably of all time. Maybe bigger than Madoff. And nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. There were a lot of really dumb takes this weekend on the Talking Head shows, but I just want to play a couple of them for you. Now, we told you about CBS. Now, CBS has finally confirmed that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. The election's over. They've confirmed it's real. That was this morning. It's pretty amazing. 844-500-4242. But then there's another one. Then they got off Twitter on Friday night, and then they realized that they'd screwed up because nobody cared if CBS was on Twitter or not. It was going to hurt CBS more than Twitter. So they came back and they said they've been checking things. We've been checking it out, and it's okay. So we're going to stay on a provisional basis. Like, who gives a bleep if you stay on or not? But here's the third thing they did. They on Face the Nation, formerly a news show, now just another arm of a Democrat agitprop. They had a guy on, a professor, Scott Calloway. And here's what he said about how Trump won the vote to go back on Twitter. You know, Elon Musk said, well, we're going to have a vote. Do you want Trump back on Twitter or not? And Trump won. But this is what Professor Scott Calloway said about that. Cut 18.
So I think these polls are mostly a gimmick, and I would argue the people haven't spoken. The GRU has spoken. Twitter
Russian
has become...
Russian intelligence, you mean?
100%. Twitter has become a playground for bad actors and fake bots. This poll is meaningless. This decision is meaningless.
So the Russians aren't concerned about the war in Ukraine or, you know, losing the city of Kherson. They're not. They're trying to rig an election to get Donald Trump back onto Twitter when he hasn't even returned to Twitter because he's got his own website now. But this is an even crazier one. This is somebody from MSNBC. Vote Latino President Maria Teresa Kumar, and this was her take on MSNBC as to why Ron DeSantis was reelected governor of Florida by 20 percentage points over bust out Charlie Crist and 1.5 million votes. Cut 23.
I want to ask you, is Ron DeSantis Trump 2.0? And a lot of people are asking this question, but one of the things that has been underreported is the fact that Ron DeSantis, yes, he won, but he highly gerrymandered the state of Florida. And oftentimes people say, well, but that was, he was a statewide office. But gerrymandering has the impact of chilling potential voters for the opposite side of going out and voting. There's no way that he could gerrymander himself across 50 states. So what would be his pathway?
Well, he also can't gerrymander himself political charisma or retail politics either.
Do these people know the meaning of the word gerrymander? Are they kidding? He gerrymandered the state? I mean, Tiffany Cross has got to be going, they fired me? At least I know what a gerrymander is. I may be a racist jerk, but I know what a gerrymander is.
Keep in mind, Howie, some of these hosts are just finding out what inflation is.
Wow. I'm lucky I went to high school back in a long time ago in a state where they required you to pass a civics course to get out of high school. I don't thank Massachusetts for much, but I'll thank Massachusetts for that. Elbridge Gerry. Ancestor of Gary Studs. The perverted pederast congressman. Taught at St. Paul's, where John Kerry and Robert Mueller went. But that's a story for another day. Gerrymander. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction that you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes that much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and much of that involves your smile. If you've been postponing going to a dental office for 2+ years now, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be in every way. And the place you want to go to get your mouth back in working order is Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or more complicated work, Perfect Smiles is the best dental office I've ever been to. From top to bottom, from Dr. Houghton to his dental hygienist to everybody else in the office, it's the best. 2023 will be here before you know it. You have the opportunity to go into this new year with more confidence than ever before. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
You know, Grace and I get a lot of fan mail, mash notes, emails, voicemail. People love us. They love the they love social media. They love the radio show, the TV, Newsmax, streaming. They love our columns. They love everything about us. And that's why they want to express their love for us. And that's what Hate Mail Monday's all about, so they can express their love, not just to me and Grace, but also to Taylor and Jared and everybody else at the Howie Carr Radio Network. Right, Grace?
Absolutely. And I'm going to be fair today, and I'm going to start with some hate that I just received. This is hot off the presses on Twitter. Someone wrote, I have seen Grace Curley lately on other shows, and I didn't recognize her. Either face work done or way too much makeup. She used to be so cute.
Well, which is it?
I'm going to say too much makeup. But I feel like that's kind of been a constant thing in my life, is too much makeup. So another person wrote, Howie, in response to your column about Biden turning 80, but you said it was really more like 150. Some people are coming after you. One person wrote, and how old are you, Howie, you old gray Republican who's been around too long?
I am much younger, a decade younger than Brandon. Let me leave it at that.
Another person wrote, Howie Carr is the biggest scaredy cat in Boston. He was so scared of Whitey Bulger, he drove an extra 35 minutes a day around Whitey's package store because he was afraid he'd see him. The guy is why the Boston Herald...
No, I didn't. No, that's not true. That's not true. I just kind of like ducked down around the steering wheel. And I never went into his liquor store. I went down Preble Street to Andrew Square if I needed a road frosty.
A road frosty. All right. Well, Howie, speaking of you driving cars, let's play cut one, please.
I don't know, Howie. Just read your column saying that Trump should basically shut up and go away. But if you keep that up, he won't let you park cars at Mar-a-Lago anymore.
I've never wanted to park cars at Mar-a-Lago. I've told you before, I want to be the maitre d'. There's a guy who has it. He used to work at the Breakers, just like my father and my uncle and everybody who's anybody in Palm Beach. And so that's why I want to be the maitre d'.
Yeah, that's my goal.
Come on.
Another person wrote, Howie, you sound like a grumpy old man every single day.
Yes, I am. I've always been a grumpy old man, even when I was in high school.
But this is my favorite part. The person wrote, why is everything political with you?
What do you mean? Everything is political, in case you haven't noticed it. It used to just be about 95%. Now it's 99.9%.
Get off my lawn.
By the way, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Get your gift cards early for this Christmas with 35 locations in the Northeast. You're sure to find a location near you. Don't forget to get your gift cards from the 110 Grill. I didn't hear you ask this question, but I like this hate mail message anyway. This is cut five.
Yesterday, Howie asked Taylor, do penguins have paws? No wonder you didn't get into Brown with thoughts like that clanking around in your head.
That's not entirely true. He asked if they have wings or flippers or something like that. I think I said they have flippers.
Okay. So, okay, I'm glad we have our fact checkers on board here, that you're not on vacation like all the other fact checkers.
See, you know, I've just expanded Honest Howie's carbon credits because I want to satisfy everybody. I'm like, you know, it's part of my effective altruism campaign.
Oh.
We're not just saving polar bears anymore. We've expanded to the South Pole to save penguins with Honest Howie's carbon credits.
I didn't realize you were a member
of EA. We're just not quite, you know, as knowledgeable about the bird population as we are about the ursine population.
Very interesting. I didn't realize you were a member of that cult, Howie. Are you a leader or a follower?
I'm the CEO of Honest Howie's Carbon Credits. That's the way I prefer to look at myself, Grace.
Very good.
I am to Honest Howie's Carbon Credits what SFB was to FTX.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it that way.
So are you going to be buying a multi-million-dollar home in the Bahamas anytime soon?
Perhaps. Perhaps. I hear there's one coming up for sale that may be priced to go.
Yes, absolutely. All right, everyone, get your gift cards to the 110 Grill for Christmas.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with some calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 978 says, by the way, now that we are heading into the 20 and 30 degree range, I hope all the Biden voters remember this as they pay their heating bills and can't buy enough food for the holiday celebrations. Actually, there's a story about that on, of all places, CNN today. We'll be talking more about this during the Let's Go Brandon segment of the show. The jacked up Biden bill should arrive in early December, just in time for Christmas. There's only one thing they don't mention in the CNN story, and that's how Biden's insane policies, whether it's the proxy war in Ukraine or ending drilling or stopping pipelines, have affected the impending disaster that's about to take place everywhere, but especially in the Northeast. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you want to know how bad these guys are, this guy, especially Jack Smith, is here. They've got a list of people lauding him. Highly regarded constitutional law scholar Lawrence Tribe. I used to call him Lost Tribe from Harvard Law School. He's insane. He's like 80 years old now. He's old. I think he's older than Brandon, but he's just totally lost his mind. Now they call him not Lost Tribe, but Diatribe. He said he could think of no one better suited for the job. Yeah. And listen to this. Andrew Weissman, I think they worked together in the either the Southern District or the Eastern District. He added that Smith is, quote, a very aggressive prosecutor who represents the best of the department. This is Andrew Weissman, who was who did all the work in the Mueller probe of Trump, which turned up absolutely nothing. And then they all wiped their cell phones together. Oh, it was just a mistake. All 31 cell phones wiped out like that. And he's also had cases thrown out, like Smith. He's had cases thrown out for prosecutorial misconduct, for overreach. This is what they want. So Weissman, I guess, couldn't, he only got one bite at the apple to take Trump down, so they're going to give it to one of his dear friends, Jack Smith. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, this is not Jack Smith, though.
Who hasn't claimed to be Jack Smith at one time or another, Jack? You know, whether checking into a motel room or, you know, trying to buy a six-pack of beer before high school graduation, whatever. You know, everyone's been Jack Smith at one time or another. Go ahead.
I guess you're right, Beth. You know, I tell you, if it wasn't real, you would think it's a comedy. They're savages, the Democrats. They will stop at nothing to take down this guy Trump. I mean, and they don't care what it takes or how long it takes. They just will. They want him so battered and bruised that he hobbles into the primary. You know, and you know that's. But it doesn't just stop at Trump. You know, they're going after, you know, Mark Meadows and company because they just want the...
Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon.
You know, yes. And yeah. They will not...
And how about when they, you know, when the Republicans said, we're going to go after Hunter Biden, and these people went on MSNBC and they said, well, you know, the Democrats never went after Trump's kids. You ever talk to Donald Trump Jr.? I've had him on the show, and I said, he had to testify before various congressional committees for, I don't know, more than 12 hours at various times. And do you know what it was all about? It was all about this Russian woman who had been sent there by someone from Fusion GPS, meaning the Hillary Clinton campaign was trying to frame Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner. You're right. It's unbelievable what they get away with. And it's total police state tactics.
Really scary. I mean, I could tell you, you know, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare more Americans into, like, going into the closet as far as, you know, speaking out. And, you know, you take a look, like you said, or like you say a lot, I just want to be treated like a Democrat. I want to be treated like that guy Menendez, Bob Menendez from New Jersey. But quite a lot, he's back in the papers for his wife now. It's like,
Jack, you know, you learn this quickly in criminal circles. Your spouse can't testify against you in a court of law. You know, I saw people at Boston City Hall get married to each other to prevent them testifying against each other. I understood the concept, I guess, you know, abstractly, but I never understood it, you know, in front of me. But I saw it. I saw it. And he and she can't testify against one another. It's a beautiful thing. Thanks for the call, Jack. Just like, you know, attorney-client privilege. Of course, that's kind of gone by the wayside if you're, Donald Trump. You know, some of those documents that they took out of Mar-a-Lago? Those were attorney-client communications, privileged documents, supposedly, if you're not Donald Trump. You know, they took out some when they invaded Michael Cohen's office, his former attorney who now hates him and went to prison. They took out those attorney-client privileged documents out of his office too in New York. They don't care. They it doesn't matter to them because they're the ends justify the means. Show me the man, and I will show you the crime. That's what Andrew Weissman thinks. That's what Jack Smith thinks. That's what Merrick Garland thinks. 844-500-4242-207. How many Republicans do you think are also rooting for the investigation? I can tell you one who's rooting for the investigation. I'm going to play a cut right now. Glad you brought it up, 207. Paul Ryan, the former House Speaker, who is now on the board of directors of News Corp, which is Rupert Murdoch's corporation that owns Fox News Channel, which hates Trump, The Wall Street Journal, which hates Trump, and the New York Post, which now hates Trump. So this is Paul Ryan, not that he was actually in the closet, but this is what he said yesterday on ABC, quote-unquote, news, cut 21.
I'm really excited about the judges we got on the bench, not just the Supreme Court, but throughout the judiciary. But I am a never again Trumper. Why? Because I want to win. And we lose with Trump. It was really clear to us in 18, in 20, and now in 2022.
Oh, he's just a pragmatist. This is the guy who, before 2016, told all of his House members, he was the Speaker of the House, that they, if they wanted to survive in the presidential election year of 2016 after Access Hollywood, they would have to dump Trump. He makes it sound like he was with Trump. He never was with Trump. He hamstrung Trump from day one. He's another swamp creature. Until he left the speakership and started becoming of this board member and a multimillionaire, he never had any jobs except on Capitol Hill. He went from legislative intern to legislative aide to congressman to speaker. That's all he ever did. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing? Yeah, good. This Jack Weissman thing is just more the typical Democrat propaganda. I just recently bought that book. I don't know if you heard about it. It's called The Psychology of Totalitarianism.
No.
And what we're dealing with Democrats is a tremendous amount of brainwashing and hypnosis. I mean, they're cult followers. They hate Trump, and everything they use is to justify their hatred for Trump. They don't listen to alternative media. They're afraid of it because they don't want to be a disloyal cult follower. This is like Sung Young Moon and the Jones.
Jonestown?
Jones.
Jim Jones.
This is the same thing. You know, they play on people's emotions. They get them fired up on hot button emotional things. And then they lose all sense of reason. The only premise that they have is they hate Trump, they hate Republicans, and we're all evil and we're all terrorists. That's the only thing they know.
That's why I don't understand why they really want to get rid of Trump. It seems like he's a good way to keep their no info voters all riled up indefinitely into the future. But I mean, if they can take him out, if they can indict him, get him off the ballot, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, DeSantis, the MSNBC is reduced to saying he gerrymandered Florida, huh? Is that the quality of the arguments? I mean, even a few no info voters will figure that one out. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. Let's play some Biden cuts here. This is from the annual turkey pardoning. He pardoned the turkeys Chocolate and Chip. He left the other turkey, Hunter, out of the pardon list. But, you know, I guess the thing is, Hunter, if he's not indicted, which he's not going to be indicted, because Democrats. So if you're not indicted, you're not going to be convicted. If you're not convicted, you don't need a pardon, right? So I guess it would have been wasted breath to give him a pardon. So anyway, this is Biden talking about the turkeys. Cut three.
They don't know what the verdict. I'm not sure of the verdict yet, but we're going to find out in a minute.
The VRCA? They're not sure of the VRCA? Okay. So I guess these turkeys came from North Carolina. So Roy Cooper, the lame duck Democrat governor, horrible governor. He was bad on COVID, not as bad as Whitmer and Parker and Cuomo, but close. So this is Biden introducing Governor Cooper. Cut five.
My dear friends, I'm going to introduce them again. Roy Cooper and First Lady Kristen Cooper here. Truly fantastic leaders. Say hi, Mayor.
Say hi, Mayor? When I saw that on the cut sheet, I thought it was a joke. But it's not a joke, is it, Taylor?
Not a joke.
He's the mayor of North Carolina. It's a big city. Bigger than L.A. in terms of total square miles. Runs from the Atlantic all the way to the Appalachian Mountains. Yikes. Cut six.
You see that dog up in the balcony there, that German Shepherd? That's my dog, Commander. I was worried if he came down here with all of you, he'd just do nothing but kiss you and lick you. But he may go after the turkeys, so I kept him up there.
Sounds like a Biden to me.
That's what I was thinking, too. Will he sniff you? I'll bet he'll sniff you, too, just like a Biden. Yikes. And his name's Commander. It used to be Redskin, but it had to be changed a couple of years ago. Cut seven.
But before I gobble up too much time, I didn't mean to get started, man. Don't start on it.
Was that real or was that a sound effect?
That was real.
Those turkeys, they deserve to be pardoned.
Yeah, they read the teleprompter better than he did.
That's right. Applause. Gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble. All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Why do real estate owners voluntarily choose to auction their own homes, commercial property, and land? Well, the simple issue is this: certainty. In a J.J. Manning real estate auction, the seller benefits from certainty of a sale date, certainty of no contingencies, certainty of a closing within 30 days, certainty of competition fighting for your property. In a J.J. Manning auction, you were in the hands of a 46-year seasoned firm with over 16,000 auctions under their belt. Your property is their important project. There is no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. In an uncertain real estate market, choose certainty. Choose J.J. Manning. Remove the doubt. From Needham to Nashua, Westford to Westwood, and Yarmouth to Merrimack, my listeners have chosen certainty and sold with J.J. Manning. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head even lower. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. From Needham to Nashua, Westford to Westford, and Yarmouth to Merrimack, Howie listeners have chosen certainty and sold with J.J. Manning. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on. You ask for me if you would... I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
There's not a single solitary thing beyond our capacity as a nation. Nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together, united. United. You pick two great turkeys.
You're a not-so-great turkey. 844-500-4242.
They are big turkeys, aren't they?
You're a big turkey. Everybody in your family's a big turkey. Who's up there on that balcony there? Cut eight.
Well, that's my grandson Bo up there, and my granddaughter. Don't let him jump.
How come he didn't name the granddaughter? I know why he didn't name the granddaughter. He can't remember her name. He can't remember how many grandchildren he's got. So why would he be able to remember anybody's name? All right. One of our great clients down on the Cape is Moby Dix in Wellfleet. It's owned by Todd Berry. He's a great guy. We love going down there and just hanging out with him. And he's going to be visiting us in Florida this winter. And his mother last summer, the mailroom manager and I. We went out to, she had a great house down on the water. We spent an afternoon with her just hanging out and talking and enjoying ourselves. And I am sad to report today that Todd Berry's mother, Patricia Berry, has passed on. And she was just a great, great woman. We were there, and she saw me looking at this picture. She had a small painting of an oil painting of a little boat in the harbor. And she said, "You like that painting?" And I said, "Yeah, that's a nice painting." And she said, "Take it. Take it." I said, "I want to take your painting." I wasn't asking for your painting. I was just admiring it. And she said, "I don't need it. I don't need it. I want you to have it." So now it has a place of honor in my place in Wellesley. And I'll always remember Patricia Berry for giving me that really nice painting of a boat in the harbor, in Wellfleet Harbor, I guess. But I and the mailroom manager express our deepest condolences to Todd Berry and his wife, and everybody in the Berry family. Actually, they have a great place in downtown Wellfleet, in addition to Moby Dix. And Patricia was a great woman, and we're gonna miss her. And I know Todd is too. So rest in peace. Go with God, Patricia Berry. 844-500-4242. Mo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mo.
Hey, Mr. Carr. Thank you very much for taking my call. Listen to you almost every day. And Brandon
thank you.
Is an airhead.
Listen, that's Brandon, putting it mildly.
So bad. No, that's not. I'm being kind because I could swear like a sailor because I was a sailor. Okay. However, I wanted to make a comment on something you said a few minutes ago, which I kind of confused me more than Brandon, quite frankly. Trump is not hated. I don't understand why you said that by Fox. I mean, if you listen to Sean Hannity, if you listen to Carlson, if you listen to what's her name there,
but that's about it. That's about it. Even Laura is sort of turning on him. You know, I know Hannity is still in his corner, and you know, Tucker keeps him at somewhat of arm's length. But I mean, the rest of them, they're really down on him, Mo. I think. Do you listen to Fox throughout the day?
Happened last week.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
They've turned on him. They've turned on him. They got the memo from their big guy. His name is Rupert. He used to be my big guy, too. I'm Howie Carr.